by O'Leary was callous at best and at worst sadistic. O'Leary makes the point that this is great news. Fantastic, he says. In fact, here is exactly what he said.
It's fantastic. And this is a great thing because it inspires everybody, gets the motivation to look up to the 1% and say, I want to become one of those people. I'm going to fight hard to get up to the top. This is fantastic news, and of course I applaud it. I celebrate capitalism.
Now, what O'Leary calls capitalism, though, has nothing to do with the statistic of the world's poorest. To claim that all the world's poor need to do is to pull themselves up by their bootstraps is pretty naive when you consider that they don't have any boots. In fact, I want to tell you why O'Leary's statement was so ludicrous right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. Where humanity is greater than politics. When Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary refers to the news that the world's 85 richest people actually possess more wealth than the world's 3.5 billion poorest as fantastic, the statement rings of ignorance. The 3.5 billion people on the planet who live in the poorest nations live in places such as Sierra Leone, Somalia, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, Cambodia, Indonesia, and we could go on. These people live on $1.25 a day. The truth about abject poverty is that capitalism isn't even an option for these people. The resources of the poorest nations may be taken advantage of by rich multinational corporations. Poor nations' assets may be pledged as collateral in loans from the World Bank. When corrupt local governments allow the national resources in poor nations to be plundered, the citizens don't have an engine to build wealth. Lack of infrastructure, rampant corruption, and little access to formalized education keep a bright entrepreneurial person in a third world country from ever achieving any wealth. To pretend that these people have opportunity to become anything they desire and that it's only a lack of will that holds them back is simply ignorant. Be sure to check out our stories, stories that affect your liberty, by finding me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And boy, the American empire is definitely starting to crumble all around the globe with all the other issues they've got to deal with in places like Afghanistan and Syria and Iran. Apparently over in Libya, the Libyan people are continuing to basically stand up and say, actually, they want to go back to what they had before the U.S. intervention, back when Gaddafi was still there and they had the Golden R and a state-controlled central bank. Apparently, Libya's powerful Berber militias have given the interim parliament a five-hour ultimatum to dissolve, or they will give them the old heave-ho. So how does the U.S. justify reinvading Libya to reimpose a new puppet regime on them? It really is crumb all over the place. And I think the reason is, in this global informational news environment, these countries that are overthrown by the United States realize they actually have a window of opportunity in which they can pretty much do what they want to do. Because there's no way the U.S. can basically come in and reassert their military authority, given that the original excuse for the military intervention was a completely made-up story to begin with. Weapons of mass destruction, Al-Qaeda, 9/11, and the rest of it. And so I think that's the reason we're seeing Hamid Karzai basically show some backbone to the U.S. up there in Afghanistan. And down in Libya, the Libyan people are basically saying, yeah, we're going to go back and set up our country our way, and the U.S. really is not in a position to reinvade. Now, getting on to global warming, which is back here. As you're probably aware, John Kerry was out there equating global warming to weapons of mass destruction, apparently trying to continue and escalate that hysteria. The Obama administration is now trying to equate global warming with acts of terror, and that's not working either. Apparently, the new spin coming out of the warmistas is, well, even though we didn't correctly predict the cooling versus warming, we have all these solutions in place. Let's just go ahead and do them anyway, just in case, kind of, sort of, maybe. Well, obviously, if you're not able to predict the outcome of a process, simply going in there and tinkering with the process, you don't know what's going to happen. But what this is really all about is they've set up this infrastructure for carbon taxes and carbon credits and control of your life on the basis of needing to protect planet Earth from you. And now the new spin is, well, even though we called it completely wrong on the snow and ice, we've set all this stuff up. It would be just a criminal waste of resources not to go ahead with these programs. That's the new spin. And that's absolutely how ludicrous this whole situation has gotten. Now, last week I was talking about how cities and counties all across the United States have been caught completely off guard by these winter storms, and there's another one settling into New England right now as I speak these words, because of all the propagandizing about how, oh, snow and ice are a thing of the past, you don't need to prepare, and we're seeing all these local communities that are short on supplies like road grit and rock salt, And now there's a very bizarre story, and this is coming out of the New York Daily News, how New Jersey has completely run out of road salt. And as a result, they're having a lot more accidents, skidding on the ice. And apparently there is a shipload of 40,000 tons of rock salt that is waiting to sail to New Jersey, but is being blocked under a 1920 federal law regarding a requirement to fly a U.S. flag. Remember what I said earlier about when you have a permanent ruling class who are paid and honored to just come up with all kinds of new laws, they'll come up with all kinds of new laws, and they don't have to make any sense. This is a classic case. Somebody ought to have the juice to call on over and say, get that rock salt on the road. I'll buy a flag out of my own pocket if I have to. But our government is so in love with their own sense of self-importance, because they write the rules, that they dive into the rules and they worship the rules, even when the rules are self-contradictory, don't make any sense, openly destructive. Now, interesting little story, and this goes back to what Ben Swan was saying over the break about how we're starting to hear the super rich kind of whine and cry that they're not appreciated, and that really the reason for their exalted lifestyle is to set an example for everybody else to try and follow. And as Ben Swan correctly points out, when you have these large multinational corporations that are scraping out the resources of other countries, there is nothing left there for these people to make their lives better with. Hard work is only part of the process. You've got to have raw materials to work with. And he's absolutely right. These ultra-rich are completely clueless about what real life is like. And we're starting to see this almost like a PR campaign, about, the super-rich are so misunderstood. We understand what's going on. They know history. They know when the wealth gets concentrated in too tight and too tall a place. That's what leads to revolution. And there's an article over at RIMF.com here, just going down this long list of all these quotes we're getting from the super rich that seem to suggest they're gone off the deep end. They're losing it. They're desperate to try and rationalize and justify their extremely wealthy lifestyles in terms that will allow them to at least tentatively believe they're not under direct threat from the general public. And again, I want to draw a very clear line here. I don't have a problem with people who get rich by creating products and services we voluntarily choose to provide our money for. James Cameron makes wonderful movies, done wonderful thing with his money. Hard not to like the guy. George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, all of these people, Steve Jobs, they made things. And we, of our own free will, traded our money for those things they made we wanted. Apple II. That's what capitalism is supposed to be. And we rightly admire and honor these people who became rich this way. What I'm talking about here are the scammers and the gamers who buy and bribe and rig the system to automatically drag wealth out of the pockets of the people and into their pockets, without doing anything in exchange for it. It's just ink and paper and trickery. And they know what they've done. And they know how they got rich. And they know the reasons why, when it all comes apart, they will be targets for the anger and outrage of the American people. And that's why they're trying to come out there with these ludicrous things like Ben Swan was reporting about. Oh, we set the example. The billions of people around the world will understand that if they just work hard and pull themselves up, that they can live the way we do. No, that is simply not the way it works. Remember, the big lie of capitalism is that everybody can be rich. It doesn't work. Capitalism only works if there is an imposed wealth differential. Only so many people can be allowed to be rich. The rest must be kept poor, or society ceases to function. That's the big lie of capitalism. Politics is how the ones who are allowed to be rich get chosen. Meanwhile, over at the Obama administration, their Trans-Pacific Partnership trade officials apparently have received multi-million dollar bonuses from institutions like Citigroup and Bank of America. These are supposed to be officials working for the administration, not for the bankers. And yet they're raking in the dough. Millions and millions of dollars. Meanwhile, Michelle Obama is heading to New York to tell people to drink up. Probably a good thing under this administration, except she's not talking whiskey, she's talking water. So I'm wondering, how much did it cost the American taxpayer for Michelle Obama to fly up to New York to tell people they need to drink more water? Talk about an imperial presidency. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at this little interview on Fox News. A Democrat pushing to give all newborns a $500 savings account, which sounds wonderful until you realize Yellen wants to have negative interest on savings accounts, which means it's just... They're just moving the paper and ink around. It's all they know how to do. Talk about rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. And that really is all they're able to do. they're not able to fix what's fundamentally wrong with the U.S. economy, mostly out of a lack of spinal fortitude. Mostly because nobody has the courage to stand up and point the finger of blame where it goes. Private central banking issuing all of the public currencies alone at interest. It was known to be a problem back during the American Revolution, and we had the spine to do something about it. Now we don't. So we have this country where the First Lady is flying up to New York to tell the New Yorkers they have to drink more water. Which, I don't know, last time I was in New York, they didn't look particularly emaciated to me. Speaking of water, the cesium level in water at the remains of the Fukushima power station has hit 130,000 becquerels per liter. This is the highest level detected since the disaster, and another indicator that there is, in fact, ongoing uncontrolled spontaneous fission taking place deep underground there. Seem to be a lot of nuclear issues all over the place. There's been a few articles over the last few days about a surge in severe birth abnormalities in Washington State. The official government word is it's unfortunate, but it's really just a bunch of coincidences. There's really nothing unusual going on. A lot of people concerned about radioactive contamination coming over from Fukushima to Washington State. I would suggest that you want to look a little closer to home at that Hanford nuclear disposal site in the middle of Washington State, which has a long history of leaks. Horrific material. Apparently down in New Mexico, another nuclear waste storage site started sounding alarms, and looks like there may be some leaks going on down there. Apparently, the radiation leak there is so high, they can't even allow inspectors in to take a look at what's going on. Boy, all these things coming apart at the same time here. Let's see. They're still debating up in Utah over the bill to basically cut the NSA's data center off from state infrastructure. Over in Glasgow University, they have elected Edward Snowden as a to the post of student rector. Now, obviously, it's an honorary position. He can't actually take it because he's still inside Russia. But we are starting to see the honoring of Edward Snowden emerge from outside, obviously, the mainstream. The mainstream doesn't want to honor them. They want to demonize them and blame him. But we all recognize that what Edward Snowden did was history-making, game-changing. It revealed the true nature of the U.S. government and its spy operation to the rest of the world. We absolutely know for a fact the NSA spying operation is completely useless against real criminals and real terrorists. It is a costly boondoggle that cannot actually serve any national security purpose. Its real reason for existence is to spy on law-abiding citizens, spy on our friends, blackmail our friends, find information with which to coerce them, and covertly control them. That's what it's really all about. That is the instrument of the tyranny that afflicts this planet right now. Now, this story that we're getting, and this is from over in Israel. As you know, Israel has been screaming about the boycott divestment maneuver, movement rather. They've been talking about the screams about Israel's very obvious apartheid policies. Israel's very unhappy over what they see as the attempt to delegitimize Israel, except, of course, that Israel, like South Africa, delegitimizes itself by its own actions. And we are beginning to see an acceleration of the world turning away from blanket acceptance of whatever Israel wants to do, because no matter what we allow Israel to do, no matter what atrocity we allow them to get away with this week, they'll only be doing something worse next week. And the party doing all this damage to Israel is Israel's government itself. It's not the anti-Semites, it's not the Nazis, it's not the Israel's really good at blaming other people for its own failings. For that matter, so is the U.S. government. But Israel would not be criticized the way it is if Israel was able to live with its neighbors as any other modern civilized nation does. But Israel has a completely different view of its role in the world, and it's always one of conquest and provocation and confrontation and getting other people to fight their wars for them, primarily the United States of America, with Canada in the bullpen warming up to be our replacements. Now, let's talk a little bit about the GMOs, because there is an interesting story that came out recently in some of the science journals. And what it has to do with is colony collapse disorder. Now, when colony collapse disorder first appeared, this is a problem in which bee colonies, and remember, bees are essential to American agricultural food production. They spread the pollen that allows the plants to procreate. Obviously, in a world where Monsanto is trying to dominate all food production, the bees have got to go. Or they're certainly an inconvenience. How dare you grow food naturally when you should be going over to Monsanto and buy your seeds from them every year? That's their new business model. But when colony collapse disorder first appeared, there was concern that the bees were being killed by this genetically engineered pollen. And the reasoning for that was very simple. There was a documented peer-reviewed science study showing that benign insect species, in this particular case the monarch butterfly, were being killed by exposure to genetically modified pollen. Now, Monsanto came back with a major PR campaign blaming cell phone towers for the loss of the bees, forgetting that cell phone towers have been around for quite a long time, and colony collapse disorder appeared coincident with large-scale deployment of GMO technology into the commercial market. And then they came back and said mites and pesticides and the rest of it back and forth. But at this stage, we understand that what these large corporations will do is spend millions and millions of dollars flooding the air with claims to point the finger of blame away from their own wrongdoing. There is absolutely no sense of responsibility for their actions. So there's yet more research coming out underscoring that, yes, indeed, it is the GMO pollen that is causing the destruction of the honeybees. It may even be deliberate, because without honeybees, more and more natural organic farmers are going to be forced to buy pre-made, pre-engineered seeds from Monsanto, selling themselves into permanent dependence on Monsanto's business model. And just as the Federal Reserve wanted to make the entire planet dependent on the U.S. dollar, the goal here is for the entire planet's food production to be dependent on American GMO corporations. The rest of the world sees the trap. They're working to evade it. Now, apparently down in Tennessee, there's a youth pastor who's been apparently murdered his girlfriend and faked her suicide. Now, at least it wasn't a snake bite. We'll be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining what's really happened? What's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan the man is sitting in our control room, and we have a caller on the line. Joe in Manhattan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Mike. And I'm grateful America is grateful to have a show like yours. There's nothing on terrestrial radio like yours. There's no one that covers the issues. There's no one on top of current events like your show. I haven't been able to catch up your show. I missed most of your shows for a long time, for almost a year, and I wasn't able to listen to them either on podcast, but now I'm catching up. And
I missed a few of my own shows earlier this month, so don't feel bad.
Unfortunately, you had to be in the hospital, but
yes.
I hope you're at full recovery. So basically, there's actually there's a lot of of interest going on right now, and they sent actually a laser to the moon. According to some article on the internet that transferred internet data to some probe, LAD probe, and it's 10 times faster than, like 10 gig, basically 10 gig speed, and perhaps it could transfer data back, visual images from the surface of the moon. It's pretty interesting, and it's pretty interesting. So that rocket was actually being launched from I think, the Carolinas or something. And it was actually, it used to be an ICBM missile, and they converted to a, for NASA, and they launch it from the East Coast.
Well, except for the Saturn V rockets, all of America's space launch vehicles are modified nuclear missile delivery systems. So there's nothing unusual about that. There are very few purpose-built space launch vehicles out there.
The F-1 rocket engine actually was carved from the ocean from Jeff Bezos. Actually, the internet billionaire owns Amazon. He extracted the rocket engine from the ocean and wants to give it to a museum. The F-1 rocket. It's like a most powerful.
Yeah, from the Apollo launches.
Yeah,
there's a lot of artifacts down there. Of course, they did find Liberty Bell 7. That's now at the Kansas City Cosmodrome. But the technology exists to go back and find all of that stuff out there and bring it in to the museums. And they really ought to. I'm a great believer in preserving history as much as possible. If they can find the Hunley, they can find the Apollo 11 F-1s.
Actually, the F-1 rocket engine was the most powerful rocket engine in the world until the Russians surpassed it with the 170 and something else, or just have other rockets. Russians finally did surpass the Saturn V with these different type of closed-cycle liquid rocket engines, and finally so they had these regular power. They're using one of our rockets, I think it is, very older, obsolete rockets, is now using a Russian rocket, brought in from Russia, fixed onto our rocket, and launched into space. And there's some private company, I think, they want to use the old rockets of Russia, the Soviet M1 rocket, the moon rocket, as a way to launch probes into space.
With that is twofold, and that is that these rockets don't have a real good shelf life. The materials they're made out of tend to degrade very, very quickly. The other problem is, I used to hear at NASA all the time, oh, let's just start rebuilding the Saturn V. Well, the problem is all the jigs that were used to make it have been scrapped long ago, and it's far less expensive to develop a new rocket technology than try and revive one from before and take advantage of that. Anyway, Joe,
surfers actually helped build the Saturn V.
Okay, yeah. We're kind of wandering off the news feed today, so thank you very much for this interesting sojourn into the history of rocketry, but we're going to let you go here because I got a few stories I need to cover before we get to the end of the program. First of all, over in the Ukraine, the police have moved into that Kiev protest camp. They're starting to basically clear it out, put out the fires, and try and bring it to a close here. What is interesting is the Ukrainian media is reporting that the opposition is demanding for the resignation of President Viktor Yanukovych, but doesn't seem to have any other demands or agenda. They're going in and talking to all these people standing around the fires and saying, what do you want? Well, we want the president to go. All right, after the president goes, what then? I don't know. And that, again, also tells you this is being ginned up out of thin air to make it look like a popular uprising, but these people don't have any agenda. They don't have any idea what's supposed to happen. It's all this guy has to go. And the reason they want Viktor Yanukovych to go is because he has changed his mind about shackling the Ukraine to the European Union, and that's what it's all about. I think that earlier caller is also correct. I think the U.S. is trying to fan up difficulty in the Ukraine to keep Russia occupied when the U.S. attacks Syria, which does seem to be imminent. Now, over in Baghdad, there have been multiple bombings, 49 killed there. More riots, more people dead in riots in Bangkok. It just seems like it's being fanned up all over the place, all over the place here. All righty, now, over in New York, we've been talking about the New York Safe Act and the gun grabbers who are out there screaming, oh, nobody needs more than 10 bullets in their magazine. Well, sure you do. You know, if those police officers are out there with 20-round magazines, got to match them force for force. They're killing more innocent Americans than the terrorists are. But on a more serious note, after all the legislative effort and money that went into New York's SAFE Act to supposedly constrain those horrible, terrible military weapons, it turns out that with just a few slight modifications, the weapons that the New Yorkers have are still legal. They're still legal because all of the definitions of what constituted a banned weapon were all really about the decoration. the four rail, it could hold a laser and a flashlight. That can't be allowed. All right, I took the flashlight off. It's just the laser now. It was all about the decoration. And it underscores the fact that the gun-grabbing agenda is about grabbing guns, not about crime. And very often, the people who are behind the push to ban guns really don't know guns themselves. And that is a real big problem. I don't think we should have laws written by anybody who doesn't understand the subject under discussion. We should not have laws regarding manufacturing being written by people who don't know manufacturing. We should not have laws about guns and gun safety written by people who've never handled a firearm. We should not have laws about net neutrality and communications infrastructure being written by people who are clueless about how to plug in their modems. And we have seen that time and time again. Now, back in the age of the Merovingian kings, there was sort of a term of insult applied to them, the enfeebled kings. And these were kings who were kings in name only, but were basically hamstrung by their own court apparatus and their own ignorance. And it seems to me like we have an enfeebled Congress and an enfeebled White House who are multi-generational ruling class nepets who really don't understand how the nation they're nominally in charge of is actually working. Whether it's gun laws, IT. Remember, again, look at this horrible botch up of healthcare.gov. There is absolutely no excuse for it. And the explanation is we have a government that is managing something it absolutely does not understand and comprehend. Maybe people who actually know how to do things are a threat in Washington, D.C., because they might actually stand up and say, you know, what you're planning on doing is kind of dumb, and you don't want to do that. Remember when you were in high school, the socias, the clique, the rich kids who all paled together and looked out for each other, got away with everything, and they didn't want to have anything to do with anybody who really knew anything. Unless they needed help on their homework. Our government's operating like that. That's why we have these incredibly dumb people running for office, and they're propped up by hired consultants and media people who very often make dumb comments. I mean, some of the stuff that Jay Carney was saying today about how Obamacare hasn't harmed any jobs or any, none of the dire warnings of Obamacare came true. Is he kidding? And I understand that's the job of the White House spokeslug, to stand there with your hair on fire and insist you can't smell any smoke. But really, let's not abuse the privilege, okay? Anyway, back to the gun laws. There's been another shooting by a law-abiding citizen. Apparently, two armed robbers attempted to rob a senior center and ran into the sights, if you will, of an elderly concealed carrier who shot one of them. As well he should have. Right now, law-abiding citizens with legally owned firearms are thwarting more crimes than the uniformed police. The uniformed police, in contrast, of course, are murdering 8 times more American citizens than the terrorists are. The uniformed police are murdering more Americans than we are losing in Afghanistan and Iraq. That is the reality of life in the United States of America, and that's why you got to hang on to your firearms. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back to gun rights and gun activism. Down in Dallas, two organizations, Open Carry Activists with Come and Take It Texas and Don'tComply.com, exercise their rights by carrying weapons in a demonstration on the street to remind everybody that you, as an American, do have a right to possess and carry loaded firearms. And in this case, the Dallas police marched with them, side by side. A reminder that for many of the police departments in the United States of America, they understand that an armed population will lower crime. The criminals are going to go someplace else. Anytime guns are banned, crime goes up. Anti-gun is pro-crime. It's organized crime trying to create a safe working environment for their employees to steal from you to give to them. They don't want you shooting their muggers and their rapists and their drug criminals. Makes it hard to recruit. So, of course, you're going to see organized crime covertly funding efforts to ban guns. Little interesting story. Back during Prohibition, a lot of people don't understand this. The organized crime families, the gangsters who were getting rich off the illegal booze, were covertly funding the temperance movement to keep it going, to keep Prohibition in place, because they understood that's what protected their profitability. And all these do-gooders who were running around saying, "Oh, lips that touch liquor, she'll never touch mine," didn't realize they were working for the gangsters. And the same thing is true with a lot of the gun grabbers. Now, we understand the government's position is they want to disarm people, so we'll do as we're told, they think. But obviously, organized crime, which is profiting from street crime tied to their drug sales, they don't want their people getting killed. They're supporting gun bans. But we're seeing more and more people come out and say, we have a right to keep and bear arms to protect our homes. Now, apparently up in New Jersey, Brian Miller, executive director of Heating's God's Call, is out there saying that magazines over 10 rounds are only for domestic terrorists and gangsters. Now, what's the difference with a magazine between 10 and 20 rounds? Well, most crimes are only committed with one or two trigger pulls. What they're trying to do is give the police and the army the advantage by allowing them to have 30-round magazines, and you're only allowed to have 5 or 10. It's to shift the numbers in the event of a potential conflict. That's what's really going on there. But I am hoping that we're going to go through this transition without a lot of gunfire and bloodshed, primarily because the government has been taking money away from you with which to buy guns and lethal human-killing hollow-point bullets. Isn't that kind of sick? You're being made to pay for your own extrajudicial execution. Now, there was a story that came out of SecurityLedger.com, and it's talking about the huge budget of the NSA going back to the days of Echelon in the 1980s. And we're seeing, again, more rumors and nudgings about NSA's big crypto breakthrough. Now, remember, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I think it was, no, 4 weeks ago, the NSA was dropping hints about quantum computing and inspired us to launch our fifth NSA challenge, which, as its predecessors, went completely unanswered. And then we come to find out quantum computing, despite all the buzz in the tech press, has turned out to be really not the big deal everybody thought it was going to be. In certain special classes of problems, it has a speed advantage. In general computation, it's actually not doing much better than more traditional binary form computer systems. So that kind of fizzled out here. But they're still trying to sell you this bluff that the NSA has a big breakthrough that is going to allow them to read anybody's codes without any difficulty, and I absolutely call bovine excrement on that one. Apparently, NSA's budget for breaking codes is $1 billion. And they still couldn't crack the what really happened NSA challenge. Now, with all that money and manpower, we proved the NSA can only read codes to which they have the methods, if not outright back doors. We proved real criminals and real terrorists devising long-key encryption with novel methods can keep their communication secret from the NSA long enough to carry out whatever their nefarious plans may be. In other words, the NSA, in terms of security and crime and terror, is a boondoggle of monumental historic proportions that has missed all kinds of major world events like the Tet Offensive. They missed that one completely. It is set up and designed to spy on friends and law-abiding citizens. It is totally impotent against the enemies used to justify its existence. And all of it, of course, is an affront to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The NSA delegitimizes the federal government. Now, very bizarre story. And this was coming out of Ohio. And it's talking about this story where last fall, Ohio troopers pulled over this 30-year-old guy for speeding. claiming that they smelled marijuana in his car. They searched the car. They found no contraband. But they did discover a secret compartment in the car. And they threw the guy in jail because apparently there's a new law in Ohio that makes it a crime to knowingly operate a vehicle with a hidden compartment used or intended to be used to facilitate the unlawful concealment of a controlled substance. Okay, I have a problem with that. How do you know what the secret compartment is there for? In a high-crime society like we're living in right now, doesn't it make sense to have hidden pockets in your car to keep your extra cash? So it's not all out there in front ready to be robbed. If I have a secret compartment in my car, how do you know what I intend it to be used for? This is more Minority Report and pre-crime, where the crime is to actually have a place of concealment. I mean, is our Fourth Amendment so far gone that now it is a crime to have a hidden secret compartment in something? Boy, I'm glad that law wasn't around back when I was working as a professional magician, because back then half of everything I carried had a hidden compartment in it. Not for contraband, but because that's where I kept the silks and the flowers and the springs and everything. And apparently Ohio is not the only state to have passed a law to make it a crime to have a concealed compartment, even though there's no indication what the compartment is being used for. Maybe it's where I keep my Twinkies when I drive down the freeway. How do you know what I intend that compartment to be for? But I have a right to take steps to keep things secret from people who might be hitchhiking, people who might be poking around my truck or car while it's at the gas station. I think it is a very egregious abuse of constitutional right to throw this guy in jail for a compartment in his car when you have no evidence that it was used for anything illicit. They're basically just coming up with more laws so they can pile them on. They're dogpiling the laws on to force confessions to just make the system work forward. But I would maintain having a secret compartment in your car to prevent from being robbed, that's legitimate. Secret compartments in your briefcase to keep your record, to hide digital media from your business competitors, to hide it from the NSA. We have a legitimate right to hide our business secrets from the NSA, and that includes micro SD cards inside hollowed-out nickels, is the example I used in the NSA challenge. That's not a crime. It shouldn't be a crime. We have a right to privacy in this country under the legal, legitimate government. And any government that says that we don't is no longer legal or legitimate. Now then, last story for the day. You're probably like me. We've commented a lot of times about how these pharmaceutical commercials basically go on and on at the end about all the bad effects that can happen from the drugs. And I'm always marveling how people can go ahead and buy those drugs despite all those warnings. Well, apparently the FDA thinks it may be a little too confusing for consumers, and they're going to start pulling back on how many of these warnings these commercials will have, because it's getting in the way of sales, I guess. There's the music. It's time for us to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay informed, make good choices. Please support Republic Broadcasting. Hit that donate button. Aloha, America.